Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA playoffs last night, Joe Harris tied a franchise playoff record with 7 3-pointers while scoring a postseason career-high 25 points as the Nets routed the Celtics 130-108. Brooklyn holds a 2-games-to-none lead in its first-round series with Boston. Meanwhile, the Lakers and Suns are tied at a game apiece. The Lakers held on for a hard-fought win last night, 109-102. And the Mavericks again outshot the Clippers, 127-121. Dallas leads that series 2-games-to-none. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Maple Leafs took a 3-games-to-none lead in their first-round series with the Canadiens, shutting out Montreal 4-0. And the Hurricanes rallied to beat the Predators in overtime 3-2. Carolina leads that series 3-games-to-2. Wayne Gretzky says he is leaving as vice chairman of the Oilers, citing the pandemic and other life changes. The 60-year-old hockey great returned to the organization in 2016, but says he will not be able to dedicate the time nor effort needed to support it. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Jacob deGrom struck out 9 in a successful return from the injured list, and Tomas Nito hit a tie-breaking homer to push the Mets to their first win in 4 games, 3-1 over the Rockies. Also, the Blue Jays stifled the Yankees 6-2, the Braves bested the Red Sox 3-1, the Reds nipped the Nationals 2-1, the Phillies blanked the Marlins 2-0, and the Royals ended the Rays' 11-game winning streak, downing Tampa Bay 2-1. In NFL news, Packers players say the status of quarterback Aaron Rodgers won't distract them in their offseason preparations. The NFL Most Valuable Player hasn't been present for organized team activities this week, following an ESPN report last month that he doesn't want to return to Green Bay. Rodgers was non-committal about his future in an ESPN interview Monday night. I'm Jesse King.